This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says very soon India will be Atmanirbhar in urea production as he lays the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertilizer plant at Namrup in Assam. Nagaland registers Nagami as world's first recognized Mithun breed with ICAR, National Bureau of Animal Genetic Resources, Karnal. Tripura Finance Minister Pranajit Singha Roy highlights pivotal role of Tripura Grameen Bank in strengthening state's economy. And Arunachal Pradesh defeats Sikkim 1-0 to give Meghalaya's hope alive in Senior Men's National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy 2025-26. The news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that very soon the country will be Atmanirbhar in urea production, addressing a public meeting after the Bhumi Pujan of the Ammoni urea fertilizer plant at Namrup in Assam yesterday. The Prime Minister said the government is committed for the welfare of farmers in the country and introduced several initiatives for the benefit of farmers. The Namrup ammonia fertilizer plant will produce 12 lakh metric tons of urea per annum. The project cost of the plant is 10,601 crore rupees. The Prime Minister also urged the farmers to use chemical fertilizers judiciously in the farmland and not to damage the farm soil. Earlier, Prime Minister interacted with 25 meritorious students as part of the program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard the cruise ship MV Charai Deo. He also visited the Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragaon in Guwahati, built in memory of 860 martyrs of the Assam movement. The ICAR National Research Centre on Mithun at Medziphema in Nagaland has registered Nagami as the world's first recognised Mithun breed with the ICAR, National Bureau of Animal Genetics Resource, Karnal. In a press release, the centre said the registration is the result of years of scientific research and documentation carried out under the leadership of its director, Dr. Girish S. Patil, and the breed characterization studies led by scientist Dr. Harshit Kumar. Mithun, the state animal of Nagaland, holds immense socio-cultural and economic importance for tribal communities. However, despite its importance, Mithun populations largely remained uncharacterized at the breed level, limiting scientific conservation efforts, genetic improvement programs, and targeted policy support. Recognizing this critical gap, the ICAR National Research Center on Mithun has initiated comprehensive breed characterization studies, leading to the establishment of a clear and scientifically validated identity for Mithun populations in Nagaland. Tripura Finance Minister Pranajit Singha Roy highlighted the pivotal role of Tripura Grameen Bank in strengthening the state's economy during the Golden Jubilee celebration at Rabindra Shatabarshiki Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. Speaking as the chief guest, the minister noted that Tripura Grameen Bank has secured the top position among banks in the state, operating through a robust network of 150 branches. The finance minister also highlighted the bank's significant contributions to the agricultural sector and its vital role in empowering women through various self-reliance schemes. As part of the milestone celebration, retired bank employees were formally felicitated for their years of dedicated service to the institution and the people of Tripura. In Arunachal Pradesh, students of the 2018 MBBS batch of Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences have performed remarkably in the NEET PG 2025, with more than 25 out of 50 students qualifying and all securing ranks below 15,000 in an exam appeared by over 2.42 lakh candidates. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Biuram Wage, while lauding the feat, said that this success reflects the dedication of students, tireless efforts of the faculty and administration, and the strong institutional support system. He added that the results are set to shine even brighter. The International Seminar on Interpreting Cultures and Traditions, Shifting the Lens, concluded yesterday at Kinjili Roing, Lower Dibang Valley District of Arunachal Pradesh. After 3 days of intensive academic deliberations, research presentations and meaningful exchanges on indigenous cultures and traditional knowledge systems, the seminar, which brought together scholars, academicians and cultural practitioners from India and abroad, is a significant contribution to the discourse on decolonizing cultural studies and centering indigenous perspectives. In Manipur, a national seminar on renowned theatre maestro Ratan Thiam was held at Jawaharlal Nehru Manipur Dance Academy in Imphal. The seminar aimed to discuss the poems penned by Ratan Thiam, who is also well known as the best playwright and director. During the inaugural session, MLA Karam Shyam said that the late Ratan Thiam had tried to give a new dimension in the field of theatre and always known for his plays which reflected an attempt to gild the younger generation. Ratan Thiam had directed outstanding plays such as Chakravayu, Uttar Priyadarshini and Nine Hills One Valley, and his works placed Manipur prominently on the global cultural map. Teliyamura area of Tripura has transformed into a vibrant hub of cultural celebration with the commencement of the two-day Thring Festival and Indigenous Food Festival 2025. This grand event, designed to bridge the gap between ancient traditions and the younger generation, was inaugurated by Minister for Tribal Welfare, Bikash Deb Barma. The major highlight of the celebration is the food festival, where numerous self-help groups have set up stalls showcasing a wide area of organic and traditional tribal cuisines. Beyond the celebration of food and art, the festival carries a deeper social message. Deb Barma issued a passionate call to prioritize cultural practices and tribal traditions as a means to build a drug-free Tripura. The event continues to draw large crowds, reflecting a strong community spirit and a collective commitment to preserving Tripura's unique cultural identity. In Meghalaya, two persons were arrested yesterday while explosives were recovered from the house of another accused following an IED blast at a private construction camp in East Jaintia Hills district last week. The blast occurred on the 15th of this month at the Dhar Construction Company camp near Shimplong village. The explosion damaged a water tanker truck. No injuries or casualties were reported. Police revealed that the blast was planned and executed by one person in coordination with the two arrested persons and an unidentified member of the band HNLC. Arunachal Pradesh defeated Sikkim 1-0 in the second Group E match of the Senior Men's National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy 2025-26 at the SSA Stadium First Ground in Shillong yesterday. Runchin Dorji Karma scored the only goal in the 57th minute for Arunachal. Sikkim's loss and Arunachal Pradesh's win have given the hosts Meghalaya a huge lifeline. A draw or a win for Sikkim would have knocked Meghalaya out of the running for a place in the final round. Meghalaya had lost to Sikkim 2-1 in the first match. Arunachal and Sikkim now have 3 points each, and Meghalaya need to beat Arunachal in the final match tomorrow. A victory for Meghalaya means all the three teams secure 3 points each, and the winner from Group E will be decided on a goal difference. In Nagaland, Mizoram's Jeho Himnakul Pulingheta clinched his fourth men's singles title at the fifth Toyota Nyapa Northeast Open Table Tennis Tournament in Chumukedima. He defeated Assam's Agniv Bhaskar Gohain 4-2 in the final. In the women's singles, Assam's Bhavna Kashyap won her maiden Nyapa title by edging past defending champion Trisha Gogoi 4-3. Jeho also retained the men's doubles title with Alberto L.R. Ruata, while Shankab Gautam Barua and Trisha Gogoi of Assam won the mixed doubles. In the best duo of Nagaland category, Kanishk Jain and Hekito Sema finished first. In the under-21 events, Bhavna Kashyap won the girls' singles, and Kelendrajit Yankom of Manipur claimed the boys' title. In Manipur, Konman Students Club defeated Hockey Union by 3-2 goals and claimed the championship title in the Under-19 Red Shield Rising Star Hockey Tournament 2025 played at the Kuman Lumpak Hockey Stadium, Imphal. The tournament was organized by the Indian Army under the aegis of the Operation Sadbhavana in collaboration with the Department of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of Manipur. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.